As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising in Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, March the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed, my name is William Roberts. I've got good news, lots of that, hard facts, certainly that as well, and we may even advance some more solutions today. If you can't remember the last time you experience the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo. 65647. Received some nice letters in my post box the other day. I really appreciate that. Love to go into town and get my mail and find letters from the listeners. What a special thing that is. Once again, here a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Those contact numbers and information are all found at the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Certainly log on and bookmark that site today. Your calls, again, are always welcome. Precious metals begin recovery after short covering in the precious metals market. We'll talk a little bit about that today. The rising U.S. dollar index, well, that's going to be all part of the story. The history of law corporations, we'll take a look at that, hopefully. The Edge Theory, moving from Tavistock to Harvard Business School, we'll cover that as well today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Thursday, March the 25th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $6.70 off its yesterday's very tragically low closing, and $1,094.20 for day number two under 1,100. Silver up 22 cents at $16.78 for a troy ounce of that beautiful metal. Platinum moves up 12 bucks, recovering some ground lost yesterday, trades at $1,590 an ounce, and palladium up 6 at $4.49. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, relatively narrow band, but not bad. $1,086 for a low, $1,097 for a high, 11 bucks spread there. But at $1,094.20 an ounce, your gold is up $168.10 for an 18.15% return on your investment year to year. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, we've talked about them in the past. They set the gold fix this morning at 1093.50, and we're a little bit above that, 70 cents right now. The SPDR gold shares valued at a $1,093 spot. Oh, that.
Of Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, March the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And we already have a caller, so let's bring up our caller. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastically. How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, raining here. And
I'm doing well. Okay, great. This is Mary Neal calling. And I heard you say that liberty was welcome on your show.
Well, freedom is certainly is popular and remains the best hope for America. But do you have any comment or question for me this morning?
I do. I want everybody to know, please, that my brother, Larry Neal, an acute schizophrenic mental patient, was secretly arrested at Memphis, Tennessee, Shelby County Jail in mid-summer 2003. He was kept there under secret arrest while the police lied to his social worker, lied to his family, and had us looking every place for him, hospital, shelter, the morgue, for weeks, now nearly 3 weeks, while they lied about having him because they knew he had a heart condition, and if they kept him long enough, they knew he'd die without his heart drugs. When he died on the 18th day of secret arrest, then they gave back his naked body to his family. We thank them very much for doing that, because sometimes people disappear and people never know where they are. So it was very thoughtful of them to give back his naked body after they killed him. However, it's very mean of them not to tell us exactly how he died, and it's very illegal, and it's illegal of the United States Department of Justice to help them cover up the crime instead of investigating it as they did for Michael Vick's dogs. Of course, I'm a black woman, and my brother was a black man, and even though black Americans are good enough to pay taxes and good enough to fight in Iraq, like some of my nephews are, we're not good enough to get investigations after murders like a big dog's death.
Well, that's a tragic story. I'm so glad that you called in and shared it with us. You know, one of the travesties that we have in this, what we call a social justice system, as opposed to an equal justice system. And I find that behavior by that police department absolutely reprehensible. Have you had any relief in the...
What about the behavior of your U.S. Justice?
Go ahead.
What about the behavior of your United States Justice Department that's over all jails and prisons, and it refuses, listen at this, President Obama, one of his first acts as president, was to sign an executive order to strengthen the federal law regarding Freedom of Information Act that was signed in January, a few days after he took office. But yet, his Department of Justice knew that or no. They will not release any records as to how my brother was killed.
That's horrible.
That's a murder they decided to let people get away with. This is your Attorney General.
Well, can you hear me all right? This is a drastic story. I don't know whether you have access or not to an email, but if you do, if you just send me some contact information to my email address, there are some people that I do know that I can bring this to their attention, and perhaps we can put a little more light on it. I'd also like to hear a little bit more about this story so that I could do some research on it. And I certainly am not...
Well, you can just Google it, sir. I've written about it for about 3 or 4 years now. Just Google Mary Neal, USDOJ. Just Google wrongful death of Larry Neal.
Wrongful death of...
We're just on YouTube.
Hold on a second.
Larry, L-A-R-R-Y.
Hold on a second. I'm writing this down. The audience is too. Wrongful death of Larry Neal. And just Google that. Okay, very...
Larry, L-A-R-R-Y.
Yes, I've got...
N-E-A-L.
Okay, very good. Well, this is...
You can go on YouTube and look at a video. It's called Cochran Firm Fraud. That's Jenny Cochran Firm. They took our case against the jail, a wrongful death case, but they worked for the jail behind our back, and they wrote us lying letters for 10 and a half months. The statute of limitations in Tennessee is only 12 months. They wrote lying letters of what all they were doing on the case, but sir, they had done zero. So when we sued them for their fraud and breach of contract, they got the judge here in Georgia to say that we served the suit wrong because they don't have any office in Georgia.
Oh, my.
This is the Cochran Firm list.
Well, these are the kind of breaks in the justice system that, you know, that just tear me up. And I'm sure they have impacted you in horrible and very costly ways, not to mention the death of, was it your brother?
I want you to know that YouTube is down today, probably because of me. Because for the last 2.5 years, I have been saving videos. When you ask me my email address, they go into my email and they take out any emails they don't want me to read. If I try to send emails that they don't want sent, they interrupt those. When I try to write articles about this, they delete parts of it. They take out the links and what have you. This is censorship in America. Because what we have here is a crime against an American family, and they do not want the American public to know it. So I'm terribly censored. I'm followed all across their internet to censor me. Now, one of my censorship films I managed to get on YouTube, and it's called Prison Labor Profits. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
Okay. The film that captures some of the censorship is on YouTube, and it's a film called Prison Labor Profits. Because after they murdered my brother like that, I got very interested in the justice system, especially after the judge said and dismissed out a lawsuit against the Cochran firm by saying there's no Jenny Cochran firm in Georgia, and it's the first one listed on their website, the one in Atlanta at 127 Peachtree Street. So I said, my goodness, the Justice Department is in on the cover-up, the judges and the courts are in on the cover-up, the Cochran firm is in on the cover-up. What's going on? So I started studying about the prison system, and I found out something that was shocking to me, and that is that when the Civil War was over and America lost its slaves, right away the prison system was born. And we have right now 2.3 million people in America in prison. And that is the largest prison population that's ever been on the face of the earth. And I just do not think that my fellow Americans are the worst people in the world. I don't agree with that.
Well, one of the things that we found in our research is that basically, even though ostensibly the Civil War was ostensibly, and I'm underlining that word, was to set the slaves free, what it actually did was to make us all slaves. And so a fantastic call. I thank you for your call, and do continue listening, and I hope to get back.
All right. I really thank you for that. And you just take a look at Prison Labor Profits on YouTube.
Okay, thank you so very much.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
It's definitely a rainy day in sunny southwest Missouri, and it's a rainy day all over the world. What a sad story that is. Neil Hattie, wrongful death of Larry Neal. Boy, prison labor profits YouTube video. You might log on and check those out. I'm going to do that after the broadcast, certainly that. And I do hope I'll be able to make contact with our caller again and perhaps go into this story in greater detail. Not a lot that I can offer for remedy, but unfortunately so many of us are in this process. Process servers. Anyway, choking down my breakfast here, trying to keep everything in place. Let's go back to our market report and close that out for this morning again. We found gold closing up $6.70 at $1,094.20, silver up 22 cents at $16.78, platinum up 12 at $15.90, palladium up 6 at $4.49, the Nasdaq, the Dow, Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 53 at 10,836. Nasdaq was off 16. I said that wrong. It was down 53. The Nasdaq was down 16 at 23.99. The S&P was down 6 at 1,168. Crude oil was up 35 cents this morning, trading at $80.96 a barrel, and the USDX was off 26 cents at 81.73. Story like that always just gives us pause, a little bit of a reality check, a little checkup from the neck up. That not every day is a wonderful day in America. It's not a really great time to be running around waving flags. A lot of people got suckered by the abomination, the usurper's administration. How's that transparency working out for you folks? I call it perestroika, glasnost. It's just another con game from a con artist, the usurper. But anyway, got a lot of material out here. Found a article on Bloomberg this morning. I'll share a little bit of it with you. YouTube used in the UK vote as parties follow Obama, as if he invented this. It's about the same way that Al Gore invented the internet. But this article by Jonathan Browning and Matthew Campbell coming out of England, March the 25th, New News, Bloomberg. Gordon Brown and David Cameron's campaigns are taking a leaf out of Barry the Usurper's book. I sent the author an email this morning, and I'll read that to share it with you, brief email after I get into this article a little bit. But we all have to question whether or not these campaigns are taking a leaf out of the usurper's book. With the UK election, which must be held by June the 6th, likely to be the closest since 1974, strategists for Prime Minister Brown and Conservative leader Cameron are trying to use social media tools such as Twitter, Facebook, and Google Links, YouTube, as effectively as U.S. Well, I'm not going to give him that credit. As effectively as Barry the Usurper did in his 2008 presidential campaign. Quote, for the first time in a while, the campaign actually matters, therefore the media matters, close quote, said Charlie Beckett, the director of the London School of Economics, Polis Research Center. You say Fabian Socialists? The London School of Economics? Can you say Chatham House? Can you say Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission? Activists and media people a look at Twitter. Although UK campaign rules make a large-scale import of the U.S. model difficult, the two parties are seeking to reach voters in new ways, including using online networking tools that were largely credited for the usurper's organizational and fundraising success. On Facebook and Twitter, the parties linked to videos, speeches, and online petitions. The Conservatives outstripped the Labour Party in Facebook popularity with 25,096 fans on the site, which links to videos on YouTube and photographs on Flickr. The Labour Party has 7,728 fans on the site, which offers wall posters, including a spoof of George Osborne. A spokesman for the Conservatives called Boy George. Both parties have applications for Apple Inc.'s iPhone, with the Conservative app carrying a guide on policies, a, quote, simple mechanism for donating, and automatic Twitter updates. The Labour app has a calendar of events and access to a, quote-unquote, virtual phone bank for canvassing. Campaign groups, we see an incredible success level in being able to spread our message virally, said Craig. You see how all of this works together, friends? As Mike Chambers and myself and all three with Doug Owen on Oracle Unleashed and back and forth and back and forth and around again have said so many times, basically, what was mapped out during the Ron Paul campaign has been usurped by all of the various others that are out there. I certainly have no end of the email correspondence and appeals to join Facebook and other things and tweets and Twitters from the Republican Party here in Missouri. My response back to Mr. Jonathan Browning here was this: Dear Jonathan Browning, perhaps you might consider giving credit where credit is due. To attribute to the use of Internet campaign activism to Obama overlooks the tremendous pioneering efforts and success of the Ron Paul Revolution, its meetup systems, its money bombs, its grassroots, spontaneous precinct-level activation, the profusion of YouTube videos and documentaries, and its extensive use of social networking. Ernie Hancock and Trevor Lyman come immediately to mind as leading creative geniuses in this effort. No amount of ink spilled excoriating the biased and unfair treatment given Dr. Paul and his supporters by the established media, the Republican Party, and the financial community would be adequate. Certainly, the Ron Paul Revolution has forever altered political campaign strategy, deserving of credit for blazing the trail and putting it on the map. Thank you, William Roberts. Anyway, that's that article. A lot of people taking credit for things that other people do. A lot of people usurping creative product, if you will, intellectual property, without giving and attributing any credit to the others at all. But certainly, here, again off of Bloomberg, this was yesterday, pulled this one down, couldn't get it in the body of things we discussed, three ways to distinguish an edge from a fringe, and this from HarvardBusiness.org. Again, not crediting information to the right sources, but we'll start in on this. But underline the use of the word edge here. Three ways to distinguish an edge from a fringe. This article out of the Harvard Business Org. I'll just, before I get into the article, I'll just simply say that it was about 5 years ago, while scouring my way through the Tavistock Institute's website, that I started to come on this new thread, this emerging thread, the thread of edge theory. Edge theory, taking the power to the edge, which gave me the impetus to do more research into the Smith Institute and others and find that the new paradigm was going to be a reemergence of quote-unquote localism. Localism. In tandem with pluralism, this idea of a multitude of groups and organizations, World Wildlife Federation, the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, Ducks Unlimited, National Rifle Association, Gun Owners of America, Women's for Breast Cancer, Hemorrhoids and Hangnails, and all the rest of the multitude of splinter groups, this idea of pluralism, written extensively about by Harold J. Lasky, a British socialist. But this idea of pluralism set up a system by which government would come out of constitutional government and into the hands of the people. Watch this as it transforms. We'll go into the break, come back, and study it more.
Look looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, and just diving over to the Tavistock, I have printouts from pages I copied off years ago. And this article is titled Asymmetric Demand and the 21st Century Challenge to Leadership, written by Philip Boxer. And it continues, starts this way. It says, Albert and Hayes in 2003 provide an excellent critique of the 20th century industrial organization and the outline of the main characteristics in the 21st century in their book on the revolution taking place in military affairs. You know, and every day we start the broadcast out, there's a revolution in the air. There are revolutions and counter-revolutions all over the planet. Certainly we could dive into Karl Mordecai Marx and Friedrich Engels' book of that same title, Revolution and Counter-Revolution. But back to the article here. The 20th century organization was concerned with creating the greatest efficiency and effectiveness in the provision of products and services to the largest possible number of customers. Does that sound like the greatest good of the greatest number principle, the happiness principle, to you? It certainly does to me. The very success of this efficiency and effectiveness is rendering the achievement of this outcome no longer adequate in the 21st century. And once again, I would direct your attention back to Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. and we could look there for all of the various ways that computing seeks to eliminate redundancy, even if that redundancy is you and I. Continuing from the article here, customers want more than efficiency and effectiveness, and so do citizens. Bobbitt, in 2002, wrote that, and this, the axis along which demand used to run was one of comparison over time, bigger, better, and more convenient than we used to have, greater values for our money. We can understand that today in Agenda 21 parlance as value-added marketing, value-added production, value-added agriculture, value-added services, etc. Also, as I've stated many times in the past, if you want to break down and analyze Agenda 21, and you want to bring it down to its very most basal root and express it with one word, I believe that word could be demand. Demand. The axis along which demand used to run was one of comparison over time, bigger, better, and more convenient that we used to have, greater value for money in comparison to our parents. We could see progress in terms of having more cars, more houses, more holidays, more clothes, more food, more medicine, etc. This is like becoming crows or raccoons or ravens or nothing more than pack rats, filling our houses with all of the more and more and the more. Now we begin to see another axis emerging that focuses on the differences between ourselves as each of us struggle with the particular challenges of our lives as customers. How many times have you been addressed as the customer of government? Again, this from Tavistock, written 5 years ago. As customers, and that also emerged during the Clinton-Gore administration, where government became a corporation out front, a company providing services to we the people, and we the people were viewed as customers. Always, government offices seek to provide quality customer service, remember. We want an experience. As customers, we still want more, but only if it's also different, customized, personalized, particularized, and timely. Is there ever any opportunity when you're shopping online or at a department store that you can't get your initials, your monogram placed on items? Customized, personalized, Burger King, have it your way, with or without the pickle. This applies not just to public services such as healthcare, social services, and education, but also to private ones where the ubiquitous call center reminds us of just how far services fall short of our expectations. The last time you spoke to Pradeep in Phuket. The assumption made by the 20th century organization was that where there should be symmetry between what the customer wanted and what the organization was supplying. The assumption was symmetrical demand. The assumption with symmetrical demand was that demand could be defined by what the organization offered independently of the particular customer's context. The drive for difference in the 21st century makes this approach no longer adequate, and asymmetry has to be assumed. Asymmetric demand is demand that is specific to the client's particular context and circumstances. We see examples of asymmetric demand wherever there is a demand for services that is particular to a customer's situation and circumstances. Now here's the word. Albert and Hayes argue that the asymmetric forms of demand are creating a transformational change, a transformational challenge for our time in which power must be taken to the edge of an organization. The edge is where the customer's demand meets the power. The edge is where the customer's demand meets the organization. And taking power to the edge of an organization means giving the power closest to the customer the power to organize the services around the demands of the customer instead of expecting the customer to organize themselves around the services of the organization. Taking power to the edge necessarily goes with the idea of asymmetric demand. because it is only at the edge that choices can be made about how to respond to the particular form the customer's demand takes. To the asymmetric nature of the demand, this in turn requires that the organization's infrastructure be agile in order that they can respond to the variety of demands at the edge. So much more on that could be said. But with that as an intro, 2005 research off of the Tavistock website, right out of my big three-ring binder on the Tavistock, we go to this article from harvardbusiness.org, found yesterday on Bloomberg's website. This article written by John Hagel III, John Seely Brown, and Lang Davison. Wonder how deep their roots go in British aristocracy. Here we go. We believe in the power of the edges. That's a very telling opening sentence. We believe in the power of edges. Now we're raising this asymmetrical demand up to an ism. Not only do we have founders and faith statements, but now we have adherents, followers, if you will. We believe in the power of edges. We even named our research outfit at Deloitte the Center for the Edge. A research center at Deloitte. The Center for the Edge. It seems reasonable to ask, though, what is an edge? And how does it differ from a fringe? Fringes are marginal by definition. Fringe groups, eh? As opposed to edges. A political group with extreme views, a fringe. Fringes are marginal by definition. A political group with extreme views. An artistic movement without commercial ambition or potential. Most of us try to avoid the fringes, now they're going to shape the argument, unless we're trying to make a point of some kind, because fringes rarely lead anywhere useful. They're dead ends, to mix metaphors. They neither grow big nor powerful enough to influence the center, which we call the core of society and commerce. We have fringe groups. And there's truth in what has been said here. These people are not ignorant. They're very well researched. This is why I eschew third parties. And I seek the abolition of the political party system, which does nothing more than divide the people along specious party platforms. Edges, like fringes, also exist on the periphery of a given domain or place. Edges, like fringes, also exist on the periphery of a given domain or place. Local, vocal, local. This is where the idea was originated. It was out of all of this body of research the idea of become vocal, local started to take shape. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal, local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are. In our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. Why? Because I know they're taking power to the edge. Not by prophecy, but by research. The edges. The edges are where unmet needs intersect with unexploited capabilities. Unmet needs intersect with unexploited capabilities. Let's consider an example. The wellness movement, which some think may challenge more traditional health care provision. Any reason why we should not expect to see Codex Alimentarius and the health care within, 90 days of each other coming in us, on us and at us? Is wellness an edge or a fringe? Well, pick it up right there.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And returning again, your calls are certainly welcome, 866-841-1065, toll-free, or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in 512-904-8014 if you'd like to put something on the record. Now's the day to do it. Kind of had something trigger in my mind during our caller's call, and so now we're off in a different direction. I had something else in mind today, but this will certainly suit the bill. Whoever said that the callers can't shape talk radio hasn't participated in talk radio. But edges, like fringes, also exist on the periphery of a given domain or place. But that's where the similarities end. This article from Bloomberg, HarvardBusiness.org, Three Ways to Distinguish an Edge from a Fringe, continues. In business, edges are the places where the potential for innovation and growth is the highest. In business, edges are the places where the potential for innovation and growth is the highest. And of course, and we were going to go into corporations, we may do that in the second hour, but if we can understand that all of our government is corporate in nature, and that they are agencies that work for the state, another corporate entity, de facto, to be sure, certainly not de jure, the ground we stand on, but de facto corporations that are all brought together under the centrist concept of a federal union, corporation 2.0. Let's continue. In business, edges are the places where the potential for innovation and growth is the highest. That's why we look to our local governments and governmental bodies and organs and agencies as the place to begin, because this is, in this time period, the place to look. This is where the potential for innovation and growth is the highest. They are where unmet needs intersect with unexploited capabilities. Unmet needs intersect with unexploited capabilities. When you can learn to speak the language of the global east and the change agent, you can intersect with your local governing bodies and boards and Soviet councils in words and phrases and terms they have been conditioned to understand and anticipate. And putting the guile of the change agent on another pair of feet, you can stand in the shoes of the change agent and work for positive corrections and changes locally. It's the idea of becoming vocal local. On the other hand, the article continues, it's hard to imagine what's currently a highly fragmented group of diverse specialties, from acupuncture to Unani or something like that, developing into a coherent force. If they stay fragmented, they'll likely stay on the fringe. But if they were to come together in a more meaningful way, But what if they were to come together in a more meaningful way? What if the 9/11 Truth Brigades and all of the various and sundry splinters that were created under the Ron Paul Revolution, what if they were to come together in a more meaningful way, either using the social network tools, internet talk radio, or other methods? What if? What if, for example, somebody started a wellness advisory business that could become the equivalent of a personal financial advisor, except in this case, focused on integrating a broad range of wellness services and providing access to specialized wellness services such as naturopathy or chiropractics? This advisor could get to know their clients in their entirety, becoming ever more helpful based on that understanding and tailoring their service accordingly. Now, this article and the balance of it are pointed towards the healthcare because of all of the attention given in the news, but these concepts can be rolled out in any number of ways. This idea of distinguishing an edge from a fringe and taking power to the edge and value-added services and all of the rest of the green claptrap. Such an approach could conceivably have a transformational effect on traditional healthcare provision. Insert anything you want there. Such an approach could conceivably have a transformational effect on traditional political systems, traditional business organization, traditional financial relationships, traditional policing, traditional whatever. Fill it in. Traditional education. Traditional child care. I don't like that word. But we'll use it. The traditional general practitioner model might be marginalized by a wellness advisory front end. And we're talking business language here. Just as we have specialized language in law, we have specialized business language as well, and as we've discovered, business and law are inseparable in a post-uniform commercial code America and world. More speculatively, the article continues, the rise of wellness advisory businesses might also play a transformative role for the insurance industry. Sound uniquely timely? I think so. It's not so hard to imagine a wellness service combined with an insurance plan that gives lower insurance rates to those who, through the wellness service, are taking proactive action to minimize the risk of illness. Oh boy. The promotion of a culture of safety, Agenda 21, 7.59, continues. What we're getting at ties to the first criterion for differentiating edges and fringes, the scalability of both supply and demand. Right now, the supply side of the wellness movement doesn't scale. It's fragmented and disintegrated. By knitting together these existing fragmentary services and by using customer-focused healthcare records captured as part of its interactions with patients, customer-focused healthcare records captured as part of its interaction with patients, A wellness advisory business could provide the integration needed to help build large, concentrated businesses. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. During the break, I'll pull up the Bloomberg article where they point to a specific page of something like 16, 17 or something like that in the wellness bill, the health care bill. And they start pointing towards the creation of this new agency, a new government oversight panel to look at the effectiveness of medications and appliances, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah. They got this thing war-gamed out real good. There are significant economies of scope in such a business that would drive significant consolidation of the front-end advisory business over time. Scalability also matters when it comes to investment. Are billions of dollars and 5 to 10 years of development necessary before a particular offering can gain momentum? I'll get you the title of that article on Bloomberg during the break. If so, it may stay on the fringe, caught in a catch-22 wherein the offering can't prove itself because it costs too much and nobody wants to invest what's required until the offering is proven. Much better if you can bootstrap the innovations on a given edge so that they need very little financial investment from the core. Again, going back to Tavistock, quoting, Harvard Business Organization, quoting material that was written up in 2005 at Tavistock and at the Smith Institute. The advance of localism as the direction for the 21st century. The new feudalism. In the case of the wellness opportunity described earlier, these businesses could begin with minimal investment, leveraging the fragmented providers of specialized wellness services already in operation. Leveraging, speculation, investment, businesses, corporations, profiting off the suffering of others. Sounds so much like Wall Street, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like Goldman Sachs to you? Certainly does to me. J.P. Morgan and Chase. Certainly, to me, N.M. Nemours, what is it, DuPont, all the rest of them, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Scalability also matters on the demand side. Is there a sufficiently big addressable market? How about 32 million new customers? Wellness, for example, has a hugely addressable market, particularly with the graying of many developed and developing economies. Well, now we're Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, and the browning down of the West. We'll be right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived.
Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, March the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we begin the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we had a very interesting phone call from one of our listeners in regards to the wrongful death of Larry Neal, which you can type right into your browser, put in your Google, your Scroogle, your Dogpile, or Webford, or however you like to browse the web, wrongful death of Larry Neal. And then in YouTube, you might check out the Prison Labor Profits YouTube. Very interesting story, which then took me around on a little bit of a sidebar. I had this material ready to go mentally, but have been gathering it together as the broadcast has progressed. We're talking about the edge, taking power to the edge. Edge theory. And as I carry on with this particular article that we're looking at, one that I had it loaded up in my browser for news for this morning, is a health law surprise, is page 1617. Demanding Which Drugs Work. That's the title of the article. You can find it on www.bloomberg.com. Scroll down to the exclusive section, click on that, open up that page, and scroll down until you find Health Law Surprise is page 1617, Demanding Which Drugs Work. And in that article, you could perhaps burn a copy of it or read it as a homework assignment to go along with this morning's lessons, if I might be so bold as to say so. Back to the article here, this, which you can also find on Bloomberg this morning, Three Ways to Distinguish an Edge from a Fringe, harvardbusiness.org. I burned it off last night. I saw it yesterday. I imagine it's still on today. Go down and look at the front page. You'll probably find it posted on the front page of Bloomberg. And here, continuing from the article, a second criterion executives can use to discern edges from fringes is differentiation. This one requires hitting a middle ground. Oh, that old middle ground. On the one hand, the edge in question can't merely be supplementary to the existing core, here's that middle ground, the core, or there will never be the opportunity to challenge and transform the core. Transferring and challenging the core. That would be your county government, that would be your municipal government, that would be your town council, that might be your state government, that even could be the federal government or the real core, the United Nations B-System. Finding opportunities to challenge and transform the core, the reinvention of government, William Jefferson Clinton. The test is this. Is the product or service or behavior something you could adopt and use without changing your relationship to the core? ? And again, this is the direction that they're trying, not just probably trying, but are definitely going, if not only in this decade, perhaps this century. So here's an opportunity to position yourself, to take power to the edge, so that you can challenge and transform the core. If you're challenging and transforming the core, the Global East, the international community, would probably welcome you on board, unbeknownst what your ulterior motive may be. But certainly, knowledge without works is of little use. So here's heads up material. If wellness services remain highly specialized and fragmented, they might get integrated into core health care provider offerings rather than representing a challenge in terms of a fundamentally different mindset regarding what health care means. Does health care mean? We'll be right back with your calls and more.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I got a Skype message from one of our loyal listeners, and he tells us that the stream is puking out today. Well, that's the way it goes, I suppose. Whenever I get a rant, things like to puke out. But, you know, that's internet radio. Maybe at the next break I'll drop out and come back if it doesn't correct itself. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. Let's see what we've got going here. Okay. Anyway, thanks, James. All right, continuing along here. On the other hand, it says, if the attractiveness of an offer depends on its opposition to the mainstream, then it likely won't scale without losing the very thing that propels it. See, a show of hands for all understand just what I have said. What did the author write? What did they mean with the words that they used? Let's repeat it. On the other hand, if the attractiveness of an offer depends on its opposition to the mainstream, then it likely won't scale without losing the very thing that propels it. When we on the alternative media networks and all the blogosphere and the YouTube videos, when all of those of us who are championing for the restoration of a constitutional limited republican form of representative government or greater and greater measures of freedom and less tyrannical and despotic control over our lives, when we take that stance, then a time bomb starts ticking for us. Because if the attractiveness of our offer of freedom, individual choice, depends on its opposition to the mainstream, then it likely won't scale without losing the very thing that propels it. In other words, we won't have a great outreach. We won't have the opportunity to become the media because we are opposing something that's collapsing in the as we move forward. And then the bullhorn boy will hang up his golden bullhorn. And perhaps Lee Rogers will have to change from the most dangerous talk radio broadcast on the internet radio and become a pablum or cookies and ice cream kind of a guy. Some cultural fringes get their identity solely in opposition to what's in the mainstream. What voice would there be for those that were opposing tyranny and the depredations on the people and the TSA and all of these various and sundries coming on us and at us? Where would our audience be if those were all healed? Obviously, the audience would just collapse. The purpose of the broadcast would dissipate. It would go away. Think of punk music or the surrealist movement. Once they start to attract attention from the mass market, they lose their momentum. Perhaps that gives you a clue as to why over the past 10 years, as independent media has become the vogue, no one really seeks any meaningful political solutions to the problem. They would have no platform. Their voice would be like sounding brass and tinkling bells. Unless there is strife and mayhem and upheaval and turmoil and torment and starvation and deprivation and wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places, their message is of no interest, no appeal. It loses its momentum. Once they start to attract attention from the mass market, they lose their momentum. So the second test is, can they offer scale and reach into the core without losing its fundamental appeal? Some non-traditional wellness providers, insert anything you like there, have a deep hostility to anything that conventional medicine or media offers. And that kind of mindset is unlikely to be able to embrace and transform the core relative to one that views the opportunity as creating a much broader offering that effectively leads with wellness, but offers traditional medical procedures when appropriate. Again, just fill in the blank. Plug in whatever it is that you do into this model as we study from Harvard. Business organization, tools, you know, tools for the new time period. The third criterion has to do with the sense of purpose or the mission that one finds on a given periphery. Again, taking power to the edge theory. Edges that are destined to transform the core rather than fade into obscurity often consist of a cadre of people with an intense aspiration to scale their innovations in order to make a difference in the world. A cadre of people. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party are not left and right. They are party models that stand exactly on top of each other. Neither is the mass party movement. Both are cadre-type systems. The corporate structures are almost identical. Their bylaws are almost identical. Their platforms take different directions, but ultimately lead to the same conclusions. They are truly out to, quote-unquote, change the world and will settle for nothing less. Certainly much of the wellness movement is populated by such people, out to change the world. Who am I? Who am I to think? Who am I to think that I can? Who am I to think that I can change? Who am I to think that I can change the world? Who am I? With those words in the shape of a Christmas tree to help you memorize them. With this cadre, peripheries tend to remain fringes, simply because the difficulties of transforming the core are too stiff for those attracted to the fringe who lack the fortitude to persist in the fact of significant obstacles. Succeeding in building local precinct activation groups is exceedingly difficult because always you're looking over your shoulder and seeing the core as a bulwark, impenetrable. Here we are, Lilliputians, with our eyes on Gulliver. What we need to be doing is spreading rapidly through the 177,000 local voting precincts all across the 3,066 counties in our country, our nation, in our several states. There'll be plenty of time to deal with Gulliver. But first, the Lilliputians are going to have to get their feet on the ground. Edges face enormous obstacles in transforming the core. But if these three conditions are in place, scalability, compelling differentiation and aspiration, then edges have a fighting chance in their David and Goliath struggle. Perhaps these writers listen to my broadcast, bringing in David and Goliath. A few smooth pebbles in a homemade sling.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent.
Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again. Hopefully we've got a better stream running now. Disconnected during the break and came back again. We had a little bit of the hurdy-gurdy machine going on yesterday during the broadcast as well, certainly in the archive playback that I had. But as we've written about, this is an article again, Three Ways to Distinguish an Edge from a Fringe, out of harvardbusiness.org. You can find this article posted up on the Bloomberg website this morning. Edges, again, face enormous obstacles in transforming the core. But if these three conditions are in place, scalability, compelling differentiation, and aspiration, the edges have a fighting chance in their David and Goliath struggle, and they continue as we've written about. And it's a hot link. You can follow that hot link and see what else they've written about. As we've written about, the significance of edges is the speed with which they are now transforming the core. When I come to the airwaves here every day and tell you to listen carefully and encourage you to contemplate becoming vocal local right where you are, just to waste your time or mine or the air time or the dollars of our sponsors, not at all. It's because I have done a considerable amount of study into this. But as Harvard Business Org has written about, it's the significance of the edges is the speed with which they are now transforming the core. If you want to move quickly, if you want to see real change rapidly, begin at the edge, my friends. And that edge for you is your local voting precinct group. Right close to where you are. You start there and then spread. This rapid pace has an implication for executives, you bet, and politicians as well. They also are agents. Unless you go frequently to the edge, you won't see what's coming at you, and you'll miss both the opportunities and the threats. You notice what happened when the politicians, in the wake of the Ron Paul campaign, had town hall meetings? They went to the edge. But as it says here, unless you go frequently to the edge, you won't see what's coming at you. And you'll miss both opportunities to infiltrate and threats, challenging the establishment, challenging the core. Sometimes these opportunities seem painfully obvious. Why wouldn't somebody grab the chance to help integrate the extremely promising but highly fragmentary wellness movement? And as I've been mentioning for the past couple of months, this idea of the political precinct-driven political activation system is extreme fragmentation at its finest. And here this author writes, why wouldn't somebody grab the chance to help integrate the extremely promising but highly fragmentary wellness movement? Highly fragmentary. The highly fragmentary political party system, the established two-party political system that draws its membership exclusively from the county committee men and the county committee women from each of the local voting precincts all across America. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have to grab hold of the steering wheel. or a similar chance in a different industry, such as politics? Are today's entrepreneurs, executives, and venture capitalists overly focused on products and services and insufficiently aware of the opportunity to rise above these isolated offerings to provide an integrating service focused solely on customer need? How about representative government? The restoration of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government focused solely on the needs of we the people. Without being partial to any one product, not being partial to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or the Libertarian Party or the Independent Party, the Green Party, or any of the other mass party group movements coming into the United States of America, making our political landscape look more and more like the socialist model state of Europe. Or do the challenges go beyond the mindset of the people involved? And the authors conclude by saying, we look forward to your thoughts, as I do as well, 866-841-1065. Going back to the stack of stuff here, I pulled off of YouTube, Tavistock. Actually, no, I'm going to go back for a moment here. This article I started with this morning, YouTube used in the UK, vote as parties follow the Obama. Parties follow Obama, balderdash. The usurper usurps everything good, clean, pure, powerful, and positive. Here's a little bit more from this article. We see an incredible success level in being able to spread our message virally, said Craig Elder, an online communities editor for the Conservatives. Cameron's campaign managers have hired 8 people to work on their party's digital output, compared with 4 at Labor. The Conservatives offer users widget applications for download, including one that calculates an individual's share of the national debt. Sound familiar? Going global. Probably find it in Beijing not too long in the distance. Perhaps it's there already. Elder helped set up the website myconservatives.com. Sound like Freedom Works? Tea Party movement. Elder helped set up the website myconservatives.com, a network to organize activists based on Obama's campaigning website. Local campaign groups are focused on electing specific candidates. Local campaign groups are focused on electing specific candidates, and that's not the loop, that's me. While national ones include those opposing a third runaway at Heathrow Airport or countering Labour's plan for identification cards. About 300 groups are moving their offline organizations online. Time for a change. Time for a change. Back to this article again. The emergent importance... Now... Let's start here. 20th century approaches to organization. This is off the Tavistock 5 years ago. 20th century approaches to organization assumed that power had to be held at the center. That's federalism, my friends. Federalism. Alexander Hamilton. The Federalists in general. The World Federalist Council. The United Nations. 20th century approaches to organization assumed that power had to be held at the center. And here they write it centre, C-E-N-T-R-E. Helps you to understand Agenda 21 when you realize that it was written by Brits in the main. Even if put there through a democratic process, hierarchy was then designed to deconflict the component activities of the organization, provide the means of maintaining the integrity of the whole in relations to its constituent parts. What is the integrity of the whole in relation to its parts? Now we're invoking Richard Buckminster Fuller, and we're talking about synergy here. Synergistic applications. Within this context, leadership was a matter of creating the conditions in which delegation could work effectively and the power at the center could act in the interests of the whole, the greatest good of the greatest number principle, once again. the emergent importance of asymmetric forms of demand with their corresponding requirement to take the power to the edge is a 21st century phenomenon which creates new challenges that require leadership to be distributed. We have to constantly adjust and readjust and adjust and readjust. Not to react. We need to get the high ground first, as Sun Tzu said. Well, we'll be right back.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we've returned once again. We're looking into an article out of the Tavistock Institute back in 2005. This written by a Philip Boxer titled Asymmetric Demand and the 21st Challenge to Leadership. I mean, we go into the Harvard Business School. I've got a tome here on Are Leaders Made or Are They Born or Are They Made? And go into all of the various and numerous aspects of what it is to be a leader. This idea of knowing who I am and whose I am. Important in that. And leadership is necessary. A very minor percentile of the population are actually able to have people gather around about them This goes back to heraldry. This whole idea of becoming vocal local, a lot of it goes back to heraldry. You've got to know who are the various lords of the various manors and all of the various burbs all across the world. And when they hold the banner up, everybody can run over and say, hey, that's the leader of this particular local voting precinct group. Protect that one. Don't let him fall on the field, for God's sakes. Now, that's how they used to fight the wars. That's where all the plumes and the unusual heraldry was all about, at least initially. So that you knew who the good guy was that was providing you the beans and the bacon and the bullets and the bullion. But this raises a new set of questions. Back to the Tavistock article here, raises a new set of questions. What can be allowed to happen at the edges? How do the organization's infrastructures acquire sufficient agility to support the variety of forms of demand being generated at the edge? And how are the necessary degrees of collaboration and synchronization of component activities to be secured across the organization? It's a transformation in thinking. We live in it. It's like I say about Robert's Rules of Order. You either understand and rule by Robert's Rules of Order, you're just doomed to be ruled by it. As others say, those that don't know their history are doomed to repeat it. So we have to understand what is the other side doing, and that we need to get to the high ground first. But it raises a new set of questions. What can be allowed to happen at the edges? What can be allowed to happen at the edges? This idea of expanding not only just from the meetup groups, but then Campaign for Liberty finally got on the plate and started talking about your precinct leader program. Some of you are involved in that. The YAL, the Young Americans for Liberty, moving across all of the campuses, training people up in all of the various and sundry arts, skills, and crafts necessary to facilitate the political process. The center has to know what's happening at the edges. They have to know what they can allow at the edges, and they need to infiltrate where they need to infiltrate in order to control those. That's why I prefer extreme defragmentation, extreme fragmentation. Taking power to the edge truly in a leaderless system. Once you grasp the basic principles, you no longer even listen to this broadcast. You can go on and get started right where you are. Others will take your place in the audience. As you find other people and they're new to the concept, you don't have to try and regurgitate everything I've said. Just point them back to the broadcast and let them go to the archives. They can listen at their own leisure, and then you can continue to move forward right where you are. But this is a challenge facing all forms of enterprise in which the original formula for how the organization works as a whole is no longer capturing the demand of the client. Think tanks, brainstorming, consensus meetings, all of these various and sundries, who's in control of the media? Who knows what they've been programming best, the programmer or the programmed? They know where they've been shaping. They know what they've shaped. They know what they've developed. They know what they're teaching at the schools, and now they're playing the people like violins. So this is a challenge facing all forms of enterprise in which the original formula for how the organization works as a whole is no longer capturing the demand of the client. For example, a research institute found that the forms of research on which it had made its name were no longer effective in the new multidisciplinary cross-institutional environments. Multidisciplinary, you say multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation task force? No longer effective in the new multidisciplinary world without borders, the state with no borders, homeland security. Got to get Alfred Addis to come on with us again and go into that. He had a great rant on it last night. Excellent teaching. Cross-institutional environments. the Research Institute not only to engage with new kinds of clients, but also to challenge its own assumptions about what constituted effective research. A computing service company formed from a number of semi-autonomous businesses found that clients' problems no longer corresponded to the forms of specialism offered by each of its businesses. Out with the old, in with the new. Having to rethink our think. And I think we have far better thinkers on our side than the other side has. Most of their thinkers are actually stinkers, and the hockey stick model of man-made global warming proved that out in spades, didn't it? A little bit further here. It was not sufficient to establish new ways of addressing demand. It was also necessary to question the existing terms with which demand itself was understood at the center. Rethinking government from the ground up. No longer content to be bullied by a Nancy Pelosi or a Harry Ass Reed, as Mike Chambers likes to call him so aptly. No longer led astray by the teleprompter reading. I won't even go into it. Let's just call him Barry the Usurper. It's the closest I can be to polite on air. No longer led astray by that. Alberts and Hayes were writing about the challenges asymmetrical threats posed to the 20th century military organization. Many of you have seen the video series that Thomas Barnett puts out. I believe Michael Vail has Thomas on his calendar for a guest. I look forward to that broadcast with bated breath. New rule sets. Asymmetrical demand. Right out of the Tavistock. And this is right. Spend any time amongst professionals working within the public sector or on the wrong end of a customer relationship management system, and it's very clear that the current large-scale organization is working hard to exclude and or limit the ways in which they are prepared to respond to asymmetrical forms of demand. Symmetry still rules. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, but they're on their way out, my friends. Power held at the center is associated with leadership that can maintain the cohesion of the organization as a whole and keep its members motivated to carry out their expected roles. Power held at the center. Again, we can go back and touch base with Robert's Rules of Order and the whole idea of having a chairman of the board or the chairman of the meeting and a board of directors and bylaws. Power held at the center is associated with leadership that can maintain the cohesion of the organization as a whole and keep its members motivated to carry out their expected roles. That's the traditional form of leadership. Today it's all done by consensus meetings, isn't it? The Delphi technique. Every time you interface with one of these unelected boards and bodies, you're no longer looking at Robert's Rules of Order. Now you're looking at the Delphi technique. Consensus building. What do you think? How do you feel? There's no facts. Everything's subjective in this world. As August Comte said, everything is relative, and that's the only absolute. Continuing. But power taken to the edge requires a different relationship to role, in which the authority of a role arises primarily through its relation to demand, rather than by virtue of position in a hierarchy. In other words, there's no leader, there's no reason to appoint anyone chairman of this meeting. Let us come together and deliberate, dialogue one with another. Not in a dialogue necessarily to consensus. But certainly we're going to have to need to bone up on that skill as well, as we find ourselves increasingly often in consensus meetings. They can be converted into a parliamentary procedure, a meeting held under parliamentary law. But only the most skillful can make that conversion. We'll be right back. Thank you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And, of course, when the Rothschilds decided to support Barry the Usurper's candidacy for president of the U.S. corporation, they did so for many reasons. But, again, the Tavistock Institute supporting and learning from change, and innovation, change, supporting and learning from change agents. We mentioned Thomas Barnett and his video series, his lecture series delivered across the United States and around the world, just to drop names, not at all. Who are some of the people that are recipients of this information? Here's a list provided by the author, Philip Boxer, as a tag end to this article. Atkinson SR, Moffitt, the Agile Organization from Informal Networks to Complex Effects and Agility, U.S. Department of Defense Command and Control Research Program, Washington, D.C., www.dodccrp.org. How about Alberts, David and Hayes, Richard E., Power to the Edge, Command and Control in the Information Age, U.S. Department of Defense Command and Control Research Program, Washington, D.C. Here's another one. Facing Facts, What is the Good of Change? Journal of Psychological Studies, Volume 3, 1, number 4. consultation, supporting transformational leadership, the Opus conference paper. There's another one. There's lots of them in here. Working below the surface, the emotional life of contemporary organizations, Huffington Armstrong, Tavistock Institute, so on and so forth. Closing this out, how is the person in the edge role to hold their role in this way? In his book on creating public value, Mark Moore in 1995 argued that we have to bring together three forms of judgment. Here they are. Of what can be valuable and effective in relation to demand. What can be valuable and effective in relation to demand? Two, of what is politically acceptable to the center. We spoke of that. What is politically acceptable to the center? What doesn't shake their tree up too much? And three, what is operationally feasible? As Thomas Barnett says, a new rule set. New rule sets. There's so much more. Philip Boxer is the author of the article. You can find his website at www.brl.com. BRL.com. Jump over here. See if I can pick up a little bit from this last article before we go into the break. Let's see if I can get it quickly enough. Yeah, let's get it right there, and we'll try this one a little bit. This is another one, again from the Tavistock Institute. This is the 5th of December of 2005, Partnerships, Innovation, and Local Governance. Governance. Brought forward and published again in December of 2006. Learning from practice, best practices, and lessons from learning, lessons learned, experts say. How many times do we read that in the local media, on the internet? Partnerships, innovation, and local governance. Learning from practice. Lessons from learning. Disseminating lessons for practitioners. Practitioners. Oh, boy. Practitioners and theoreticians. Reminds me of August Comte's opening address as he unveiled his catechism for the universal religion of humanity. Disseminating lessons for practitioners and policymakers. Policymakers, the Administrative Procedures Act, and they make policy. Lawmakers and lawgivers, the agency known as the legislative bodies, they are the ones that make policy. Fiscal policy is made by them. Monetary policy is made by the Federal Reserve banking system globally. Disseminating lessons for practitioners and policymakers from our consultancy and research work, consultancies, consultant. Visiting someone in your town today from the university extension agents, university extension councils, your land grant universities all across America. They are the change agents that infiltrate your local county and city governments. Disseminating lessons for practitioners and policymakers from our consultancy and research work, think tanks, Brookings, MIT, and others, is a priority for the Tavistock Institute. Our recent and current assignments include a futures project for the Office of the Deputy Prime Minister, a review of local government improvement for the Local Government Association, a study of council top teams for the Improvement and Development Agency, and an evaluation of healthy living centers for the Big Lottery Fund. Healthy living centers for the Big Lottery Fund. Our work in local government covers a spectrum of topics of particular interest to people involved in local partnerships, public service delivery and reform, performance improvement, and local governance. Various publications and articles detailing our commitment and works are available. On local government improvement into the mainstream, partnerships that make a difference, published by the LGA, how times change, so on and so forth. New for the Institute, this is the Tavistock Institute, is a program of one-day conferences starting in 2006, which will debate, discuss, and use case studies of our recent projects to illustrate our innovative approach and methodologies in tackling the challenges faced by public service providers. And it continues. It doesn't get better. It gets more involved as it goes and becomes more and more focused upon the local level, which is why we become vocal local. We block the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, and in our states. You're not going to be successful at the federal level until you can bring such power from the edge locally that they will not be able to demean or to derail or to sidetrack your efforts. That was the problem. That was the real big problem that the Ron Paul revolution had, was that they forgot. They forgot to look to the edge first. They went to the edge last. Localism, June the 9th, 2010, or 2005, from Direct Democracy, again, directdemocracy.co.uk, www.direct-democracy.co.uk. Britain is the most centralized country in the Western world. 75% of the money spent by our local councils come from the Treasury. Of all the countries in Europe, only Ireland, with 1/25 of the UK's population, gives less financial autonomy to its local authorities. Financial autonomy to the local authorities. This has many deleterious consequences. It allows profligate councils to escape the consequences of their actions. Indeed, it actively rewards inefficiency, since the worse a council performs, the higher its grants become. Because no one is exactly clear on who is meant to pay for what, local elections become a farce, with each party claiming that someone else is responsible for the tax rise. No one, of course, has an incentive to cut taxes. Voters have understandably switched off. Turnout over the past decades has ranged from 27% to 35%. Meanwhile, good candidates are deterred from standing, or if they do stand, often leave in frustration after a single term. All of this stuff is very carefully mapped out, my friends. It's been done in advance by people that had very deep pockets and big brains. The article here continues and it says, we want to create a genuine link between taxation, representation, and expenditure at the local level. This is an article from Direct Democracy titled Localism, 2005. We need to get there before they get there, folks. We need to understand, we need to counter the change agents' craft and guile. A bold vocal local people says no to globalism, and they block it by whatever name it might be hidden. They understand fully that whenever people put their hands out for unearned grants in aid, the shekels, those unearned shekels, then the shackles of control come on. Put your hands out for unearned medical services and expect the shackles of control to come on. It's an old model, and it's used over and over and over again. Right up the middle, 3 yards. Hell with the consequences, folks. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.